Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Tuesday in Ohio in December, it is cold, it is gloomy, and we are reliant on the dulcet tones of Dwayne Long to cheer us up. Dwayne, how goes it?
I'm not going to cheer anybody up. This is just ridiculous. Rained all day on Christmas Day, and it's just Ohio weather is something that'll make you want to leave Ohio.
One destination, Pasadena, California, the Rose Bowl, Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, Ohio State faces Utah. Now, that is not the story of the day. The story of the day is who will be playing for Ohio State. There was much discussion or consternation about who might opt out of the game. I think everyone thought Garrett Wilson would opt out. Yesterday, we learned that he is not alone. Garrett Wilson, fellow receiver Chris Olave, offensive lineman Nicholas Petit-Frere, and defensive lineman Haskell Garrett will not play in the Rose Bowl. We'll get ready for the draft instead. Let's take this general to specific. Generally speaking, how do you feel about guys opting out of the Rose Bowl?
It's disappointing that we're not going to have them to win this game. But, man, you got to look at those guys' personal situations. What's going to happen? Oh, they go play for Ohio State, get their knee destroyed, and then, you know, oh, thanks very much. I'll buy you a beer one of these days. You know, the fans that are upset about this, you're not looking at that kid's financial situation, his future. You're not caring at all about him. The only thing you're caring about is Ohio State and what he could do for Ohio State. And it disappoints me that fans take that attitude about these kids going early. Good luck to all of them. I understand why they're doing it. And, you know, if we had taken care of business, we wouldn't be here. We'd be in the playoff. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's a very important distinction, Dwayne. I think people think guys are opting out of the granddaddy of them all. It's 1984. It's just not the case anymore. One, the point you made about the guys needing to secure their professional futures, all of those guys have done plenty for Ohio State. Like you said, I don't think there's anything they could do in the game that would boost their stock in a noteworthy fashion. They've all been pretty much established players. But like you said, they could get injured. And you'd have to look no further than Jalen Smith against Ohio State a few years back to see what that can do to someone's career. Also, I like the idea of getting the young guys ready. If your ultimate goal is to win the national championship, that's not happening this year. So that means our goal has shifted to next year and winning the national championship, which means getting young guys on the field in a big game after a month of practice, to me, is preparation for next year. So I have no problem with guys opting out. This tends to fall along the Nick Bosa lines. If you were upset Nick Bosa left early, you're probably upset now. If you're happy that Nick Bosa is on television making tons of money, serving as an example for future Buckeyes to want to become that, you probably aren't as upset.
This is much more about preparation for next year than it is about winning the Rose Bowl. Let's just be honest about it. We're getting our young guys rotated in now. And that could be huge. The sooner people arrive, the sooner they get the opportunity to play. It's everything. So, and we've got an elite wide receiver room. So I'm telling you, someone said something about Smith and Jigba leading the team in catches next year. Probably is. But then we've got Fleming, who just needs time on the field. We got Egbuka. All they need is time on the field. We got Harrison. Let's get them new guys that are going to help us next year instead of worrying about this one game. We are all about, we are Ohio State. We are the Ohio State University. We play for national championships. And anything less is just, it's okay, great. The Rose Bowl is the granddaddy of them all. It's the biggest, it's the best, and you'd want to win it. And we definitely want to win this football game. No, nobody can tell me different. But playing for next year, that is everything. And now we're getting these guys rotated in to a huge game. Very early in their careers, they're getting the practice reps. This is, you know, the first team practice reps. This is huge for next year. Bigger for next year than it is about winning a Rose Bowl. So let's go ahead with the individuals.
First, the two receivers, Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, are out. If you had any worries about the other guys transferring, your Emeka Egbuka, Julian Fleming, or Marvin Harrison, they're going to get plenty of opportunities in this game. So that will be beneficial.
That is going to be everything, Dan. You're telling me that those guys aren't chomping at the bit now? There are two wide receiver spots open. Not one, two, that somebody can take right now. Right now. Not wait till fall, spring or even fall. They take it right now. So, you know, step up in a game like this. And when you're in the spotlight, I mean, that's the one thing about this, you know, being away from the playoff games, is it's a Friday, you know, it's going to be beautiful opportunity. People are going to be sitting down watching this, including NFL people. This is going to be huge for those three guys. Those three guys right there, they are definitely going to have an opportunity to grab the attention of Buckeye Nation and the college football world.
Yeah, if you were bummed out about Olave and Wilson not playing, if you see Fleming have six catches for 140 yards and a touchdown, you can't be excited. That's not fair. You can't have it both ways. At left tackle, Ryan Day announced that even though Paris Johnson has taken some reps out there during practice, they're going to throw Thayer Mumford at left tackle, which I assume Matt Jones comes in at left guard. It makes sense. It's Thayer's last game. Give him a chance to go out there and show what he can do at left tackle after switching to left guard during the season. Your thoughts on that move?
I don't like it at all. I'd rather kick DeJuan Jones over there and let their player, Thayer Mumford, play right tackle, which is in his best interest too. He is not going to be a left tackle. He's probably going to be a guard at the pro level. But, you know, let's take a look at him at right tackle. And he's going to hurt us less. You know, he just does not have the feet of DeJuan Jones. You know, DeJuan Jones, pretty amazing athlete. But that size, they didn't really try to cut that much weight off. He was just a massive human being. And kick him out there to left tackle. He's played over there before. Yes, I know Mumford played a lot more reps over there. But I think DeJuan Jones is the better option. Kick Mumford to the right side. And as you said, we'll put the other Jones in there at guard. That would be my move. Let's see what happens. That still could happen, because that change could happen from one series to the next. If Mumford's having any kind of trouble, offensive line coaches, Ryan Day, can step in and say, all right, both of them have repped over there, didn't like DeJuan Jones isn't going to know what's going on. It's a position he's never played before. He doesn't know the play calls. He has. So you could just mid-game, you could flip him over there and put Mumford at right tackle. So that would be my move. Let's see what happens here.
Antoine Jackson is who is expected to step up in the case of Haskell Garrett being out. Will we see more Tyleek Williams? I certainly hope so, but that is the last spot that needs to be filled. There'll be a rotation to fill in there. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk about the Utes.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, we are back. Ohio State faces Utah on Friday at 5 p.m. in the Rose Bowl. Utah comes in at 10-3, ranked number 11 overall. Ohio State number 6, 10-2. I think people will be surprised to know that Utah, the first half of the season, was not that good. They had losses to BYU, San Diego State, and Oregon State. They punctuated the end of their season with some domination of the Ducks. Your thoughts on the matchup against Utah?
I watched both Oregon games, the whole game. They were clearly the better team. Now, they were not. They did not. There was so much more individual talent on the other side of the ball with Oregon, but it just shows what Utah is. Utah is a brutally efficient machine. They don't make mistakes. They do what they do. They do it very well, and you have to deal with it. That's the thing I noticed. They're a strong defensive team. They got everybody's – they're doing their fits perfect. You know, you're not seeing guys making mistakes out there. This is a team that you have to beat because they're not going to beat themselves. I think we win this game. I think that we should win at Soundland. So we're not going to blow them out. They're just too good. Like I said, it's just a brutally efficient machine. So we have to come ready to play. If we do, we've just got too much talent. You know, Oregon had more talent, but it's not like ours. We were so much more talented than Oregon. Ohio State, year in and year out now, the only team that can really match up with us just man for man is Alabama. We have other teams pop up in there every now and then, like Clemson, LSU, you know, whoever. But consistently year in and year out, the only roster that can match ours is Bama. So they're not going to do that. They're not going to be a team that we're going to say that I need to point out, okay, we need to be careful about this guy. The closest thing I could come to that is the quarterback just does things right. He's a runner passer. He's not a guy that's going to sit back there in a pocket and beat you throwing the ball 40 times a game. But this guy is going to find a way. He makes good decisions. He's a solid quarterback. We have to be as good as we can be to beat them. They're not going to give it to us.
Very well, Coach. Kyle Whittingham has a great track record. Las Vegas sees the game as 35-30 Ohio State. I do not see Utah scoring 30 points against the Buckeyes. Ironically, I think it's going to come down to the receiving core for Ohio State being able to match or at least come close to what they did with the original guys in there. That's the matchup Ohio State needs to exploit. If you look at where Utah struggles, I'm not sure they just match up in the secondary with Ohio State. We'll find out on Friday. Have a good one, Buckeyes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.